All right. We're going to take a break from end time stuff and look at the what's called the three of rebuke and the seven of consolation. And those are the scriptures that are read. The three of rebuke are just prior to and including the readings for Fast of Abba, and including the first one isn't the Fast of Ab. The first one is the Fast of Tammuz. So these were read partially at the Fast of Tammuz, and all the way through the Fast of Ab. Then the Seven of Consolation are exactly the 7 weeks until the birth of Christ. So it's a huge deal. I talked about this before, but it was an absolute joy when I figured out that the major events in Christ's life, including his conception, all took place at one of the feast days. That was a huge, I've never heard anybody else say that. Maybe they do. I don't, hopefully you say it now. But I really studied it a long time before I even talked about it to the group. The first breaking down my own opinions happened when I looked at the at the book of Acts, and it has this one phrase, when the time was fulfilled, or something like that. And so, well, let's look at it. Go to Acts. That's chapter 1. I mean, chapter 2. It's just that one verse. Verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come. It doesn't say that. I mean, this is the first time that kind of has hit me. And that's what hit me. And if the day of Pentecost fully come is defined as fulfilled. I mean, the Hebrew word fulfilled. So it hit me when... If it was fulfilled on Pentecost, what about all the other feasts? And that's when I started studying them, all the feasts. And it became just clear as a bell that every major event in Christ's life happened on a feast. And he fulfilled, it's clear, it doesn't say each one is fulfilled, but it's obvious. The first one that was invented, and it couldn't be given until the time of was a new feast that had the weight and importance, maybe even more so than the Feast of Tabernacles. I mean, nobody had invented a feast in the middle of And yet, about 160 years before Christ, they, what? What happened?
Hanukkah.
Huh?
The miracle of Hanukkah.
Well, it was really the miracle the feast that wasn't given a time way back at the time of Moses was the feast of Hanukkah. And the reason it wasn't given is because there had to be fulfillment of all these things that were revelations of Christ before they could see that all of the things, all of the Old Testament is a parable of Christ. And so, boom, then there was the first feast. That exactly 9 months after the Feast of Hanukkah was what?
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, the birth of Christ. And so, and on and on and on. He fulfilled all of them. Now, to me, this was mind-bending importance. And I didn't see it anywhere else in the Scriptures. I didn't see anybody else teaching it until I started looking at all these old letters that I've been reading over the past few months. But the idea that Hanukkah couldn't come until certain things had happened, and there it is. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit in the Feast of Hanukkah. He's born on Rosh Hashanah. So, and then they go on. All of them, every single one of them, is fulfilled in Christ. What?
What was there before Hanukkah? I mean,
nothing.
So what made the conception new?
Pardon?
What made the conception new?
Well, the Maccabees were instructed by God to do it. So it was a time of God's choosing. At that time, they prophesied. I mean, the feasts never were fulfilled until Christ. They were all pictures. They're all portraits of Christ.
Yeah, I understand all that. It's just,
why Hanukkah?
Why would Hanukkah not be a part of the original?
Because it wasn't yet available, or certain things had to happen in order for Hanukkah to be invented.
Yeah.
But it was God that revealed it unto the Maccabees. And remember what it was about. It was about the light. There was only no
light lasting for 8 days instead of when they only had it up for one.
Right. And that's now 8 days. It's always eight is always what? It's always the revelation of the ascension. And so the idea then, to me, it all made perfect sense. But now, again, we're going to read today. We probably won't get done with it, but we'll start reading the three of rebuke. See what is supposed to happen when you celebrate Ab and Tammuz. So first go to Jeremiah chapter 1. Now again, these will not have any effect on you, except just another weird thing in the Bible, unless you understand it'll become obvious, I hope. It's Jeremiah 1, verse 1. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year zealot guy. And all this is important because each one of these guys that's talking about was a major player in the feasts. Josiah, fulfilled Passover better than it was ever fulfilled. Elkiah did the same. But anyway, so that's important. But now from now on, you have to see this. I pray you see it. That this is written to you and I today. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. Now, unless you hear these words that he knew you before you were formed and before you came out of the womb, and he has a calling for you just as he did for Jeremiah. And it has to be obeyed. Otherwise, time and space means nothing. So now, then I said, Oh Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee, to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand, and touched my mouth. Can you see? He has done the same for you. He has put forth his hand and he has touched your mouth. You understand that? This isn't just to Jeremiah, it's to you and I. Now, I can remember the first time I talked about this, there were several people that said I was nuts. But then there were just several. Now it's a whole lot more. But for the sameness, I mean, See, in verse 10, See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, and then to build and plant. Now, throw down and destruction is all the preaching of the cross. Then, that's actually build and plant. But as I said, plant and build. What you're planting is the seed of Christ and others. You're revealing that seed so that the mystery of the bride can be fulfilled. And just as Noah condemned the world by his obedience, so you will condemn the world by your obedience. But if you think this is just history books, and if it doesn't talk to you, then you're just another bump on a log. Anybody have any response?
Say amen to the number 9.
Amen. See, I have set thee this day over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down. And that's all of the activity in the world. That's all the activity of the human race. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Now this is another fascinating thing. Then the Lord said unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform. Now, what does the almond tree have anything to do with all this?
Blooms first around the year.
Amen. And the almond tree that who had?
Is that Aaron's rod? Was an almond tree?
Right. Aaron's rod, bud, it was pulled out of the ground. And that's a part of this revelation. That's part of Aaron's rod that budded. After it had no way of budding. Look at us. We have no way of budding. But we must see our life as that almond tree that is now about to explode and bud. Amen. Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. I should get mad more often because I stopped hurting when I get mad.
What are you mad about?
I don't know. Then the word of the Lord... No, if I may. Oh, yeah. Verse 13. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, What seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof toward the north. Now, what is a seething pot? We've studied this many times over the years. I haven't talked about it quite a while. It's the same as the seething blood that is bubbling, that bubbled in the temple for 253 years before. Then it
Nebuchadnezzar.
Huh?
Was it Nebuchadnezzar?
Just
wanted to ask.
Yeah, but remember he said. He saw the word of the Lord in it. That's when he spoke it. And that's when the slaying stopped. And so it was somebody that was an enemy of God that saw it when he said it. So anyway, that's another interesting thing to me. Then the Lord said unto me, Out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. Now, who is the land? The land is us.
The north is the religious.
Huh?
The north is the religious part, right?
Right. But it has nothing to do with true religion. It's the seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Now, if we could see what God sees, we'd see the seething blood while these idiots are out preaching prosperity so they can get rich. The seething pot is never seethed more than it has now, if you have eyes to see. All right, I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to just read now for a while. That'll be the day,
maybe.
And verse 15, For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set every one in his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and worshipped the works of their hands. Now remember what this means. We've talked many times. And verse 16, who, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods. You know, every one of us is burning incense unto other gods when the minute we get concerned with our own welfare. You understand?
And more... Well, not more importantly, but nobody comes and sets a throne at the wall of another city. That seems to me to speak to the whole thing about digging in the wall. And, you know, I can just imagine the pantheon, and I'm going to put a throne here, and a throne here, and a throne here, and all the way around the wall. And I think that's what that means.
Amen. All right. Thou therefore gird up thy loins, and arise, and speak unto them all that I command thee, and be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, and against all the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail. They shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Now, if you don't believe that, then you're not going to do anything. If you don't believe that you've been called, the next three verses of chapter 2 are part of today's reading. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of the espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend, evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Okay, that's the first of the seven of rebuke. The three of rebuke. But I don't think we could take any more than three of rebuke. But does any of this ring any bells within you? Is it confirmed internally? I pray it is. Did anybody see that newscast where this prophets are saying the Pope was going to be destroyed? Whatever that big Pope place is in
Vatican.
Yeah. The Vatican is going to be destroyed. And more importantly, the Dome of the Rock is going to be destroyed.
They've been talking about that for 40 years.
Yeah, but this guy is different.
He's just a bigger nut, in other words.
Well, I feel it in my bones. But this is the first of the three of rebuke. And I pray that it penetrated somewhere.
Those are the pinnacles of religion in the world, right?
Huh?
The Vatican and the Dome of the Rock.
Oh, yeah.
The place.
And everybody will say that it was done by a devil. I hope you can see and understand this stuff consumes me. There's nothing else for me. I pray you would catch that disease, because to the world system it is a disease. That's why, again, this incredible stuff that Jesus said, it doesn't make any sense to us. No one can come to him unless he hates his mother, father, sister, brother, wife, his children, he and his own life also. No one can understand if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. On and on and on. No one can understand, but all he needs from us is to see our death and stop than using any tools of that which has died.
So the rebuke is these first two, or the second, third verses of chapter 2? That's the rebuke?
Yeah, but it's just getting ready for the next rebuke.
Oh, the next rebuke's right after it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that just doesn't make a lot of sense as a rebuke, except that it does use the past tense.
Right. Well, if I didn't interrupt myself so much, we would have finished. I thought we were going to get to all three of the rebuke today. That wasn't too wise.
It's all right. One rebuke each time is enough.
All right. Well, I pray this is penetrated. And it's beyond my caring whether you think I'm nuts or not.
I don't think you're nuts. On the other hand, I don't see an almond tree.
Well, that's what you pray for.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Well, we understand that's what he said. He saw that. What the heck is an almond thing? What does an almond branch have to do with anything? And then God filled him with the understanding.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting at. I mean, I understand, and I don't expect to see an almond branch. I expect to see something else that God will fill me in on what it means, but I haven't seen that thing yet, whatever it is. And that's all I'm saying about it. But I'm willing to see the almond tree, whatever it is.
When he said, I cannot speak, I am a child, what he's saying, he didn't have anything to do with being a child. He would had no idea what he was going to say or do.
Yeah.
That's none of your business.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to say I'm a child, but I don't have any idea what to say either.
All right.
Isn't the tree and the rod is the essence of the authority of God, and the budding of the rod is the life of God being coming forth from his own authority, from his own self. And then it said, the Lord and the Vidah seem well, for I will hasten my word to perform it.
Right, but the almond tree wasn't God.
No, it's
and that but it wasn't, but it was that you would have the expectation to see the same thing that Aaron saw. So that in order to do that, you have to open up we have to go into the Holy of Holies and find the Ark of the Covenant and open it. But we don't have to. Nobody's going to find the Ark of the Covenant. That's not anybody's business. But it is our business to open up that Ark of the Covenant and see what's in there and understand it. You die when you go in there. There's no more you, any part of you. The high priest had to have a rope tied around his ankle in case he missed, in case he did something wrong. We will do everything wrong. But that's the risk. You have to open that ark so that you can see what the mystery of God in Christ is. We still think this Christian stuff is somehow it's going to make our lives, we're going to be better people. No. Used to say on the radio, the only good Christian is a dead Christian, but I got in too much trouble for that a long time. So
die. So die.
All right. Take a big guy. Ha!